You're always going to be a product of your environment, which means who you surround yourself with really matters.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. I am a big believer in who you surround yourself with matters, and I'm a big believer in the fact that that doesn't necessarily have to be who you're directly surrounded with, although I think that's vitally important, but also who you're connecting with through other channels, like be it podcasts or books or so on. And one of those people for me that clearly I've never met, but who I consider to be in the circle of people that influence me, is Brené Brown. And I'm sure you've all heard of Brené Brown. She's got her own podcast, one that's only on Spotify, but she also has some on Apple that are worth listening to. Now, Brené wrote something just yesterday which really hit home for me. I just like the message in this, and I like the rawness of the way she delivers things, so I thought I would share it here. And it's based off the fact that for anyone that's followed her story for any period of time, that as good as she is at everything that she does, she's a human, and she's been through the normal human challenges, and she's willing to share that. And one of those challenges was based around addiction, and particularly addiction to pain medications, etc. So she's been sober off those things for 25 years, which is massive. And she wrote about that, and I thought I would share her lessons from that. So these are Brené Brown's words. She starts with, "I rarely think about my sobriety in terms of years. For me, celebrating 25 years of sobriety is about reflecting back on trying to do the next right thing for the past 9,125 days, or more honestly, for the past 219,000 hours. It also means staying humble and grateful that, with the help of countless people, I've been able to get back up the same number of times I've fallen down, and I fall a lot. The biggest learnings from the past 25 years are twofold. One, own the stories and the hard shit, or the stories you're trying to outrun, and the pain you're denying will own you. The truth will set you free. It will kick your butt first, but then it will set you free. And two, we don't have to do the hard stuff alone. We weren't meant to. We heal in connection. This is why it really annoys me when people shove my work into the self-help category. The gifts that have accompanied my daily and sometimes hourly decisions to feel instead of numb have been too many to name. But the one that I rarely talk about is how my sobriety has affected my levels of self-trust. I write a lot about trust as a marble jar. We build our trust like we collect marbles, one small gesture at a time. It's not a big sweeping act or a single gesture in a stressful moment. Trust is a collection of small moments. We talk about trust between people and groups, but we often forget about self-trust. Self-trust is normally the first casualty of failure or mistakes. We stop trusting ourselves when we hurt, get hurt, feel shame, or question our worth. Here's how we use the braving tool to think about self-trust. B, did I respect my own boundaries? Was I clear about what's okay and what's not okay? R, was I reliable? Did I do what I said I was going to do? A, did I hold myself accountable? V, did I respect the vault and share appropriately? I, did I act from integrity? N, did I ask for what I needed? Was I non-judgmental about needing help? And G, was I generous towards myself? Today, I'm putting 25 marbles in my self-trust jar, one for every year of my messy, hard as F, wonderful, wholehearted, imperfect, sober life.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.